State of Nature's Wake-Up Call to Your Organization, 13th of November 2023, by Elementary Content Team. The recent State of Nature report pulled no punches in highlighting the dire condition of UK nature. As the UK is one of the world's most nature-depleted countries, it's little wonder the government has imposed a legal obligation for organizations to help put things right. An official target to stop nature's decline and improve biodiversity was first implemented through the Environment Act 2021. Organizations must help to restore ecosystems and improve species status. But now responsibility has been shared among building owners, landowners, and organizations, and the State of Nature report reveals the extent of the challenge ahead. In England, distribution of 68% of plant species has decreased. In Scotland, 11% of native species are threatened with extinction. In Wales, wildlife has decreased by an average of 20% since 1994. In Northern Ireland, distribution of 891 flowering plant species has declined by 14% since 1970. The report also summarizes some of the ways in which our nature depletion can be reversed. The top three are particularly relevant to organizations: increasing ecosystem restoration, expanding and managing protected areas, improving species status, increasing nature-friendly farming, fisheries and forestry, coordinating the national response to the nature and climate crisis. But what action can UK organisations take? Introducing biodiversity net gain. The government's answer lies in biodiversity net gain, or BNG, which has an important role in UK net zero. The purpose of BNG is to make sure UK nature recovers, even if land is being developed. Developers must work to see that wildlife habitats are improved and left in an even better state than before development. The growth of the built environment shouldn't squeeze out the natural environment. Developers can ensure a biodiversity net gain within the built environment. So the clock's ticking, and the ante will be upped in January 2024, from when developers must achieve a minimum 10% BNG. But according to WWF CBI Economics World Benchmarking Alliance, while 62% of firms have plans to address their biodiversity impact, only 15% have reached implementation. In Natural England's Biodiversity Net Gain brochure, the Chief Executive Marion Spain highlighted the important role organisations now play. Your top 10 of 10% biodiversity net gain. In practice, organisations have three options to meet BNG obligations: implement measures to avoid loss of habitat on site, implement measures to create habitat on site or off site away from the development. As a last resort, buy statutory credits from the government, which will be used to invest in habitat creation elsewhere. The process depends on the biodiversity metric, which is used by qualified ecologists to determine each site's score. But what measures should organizations take to increase BNG? The following are 10 score-boosting solutions. Meadows versatile and easy to install. They also provide habitats for many species. Native hedgerows, an attractive addition to any scheme in which several species can thrive. Pollinator-friendly shrubs provide both nectar for insects and flowers throughout the year. Wildlife ponds, a simple and cost-effective way to encourage a range of species. Biodiversity planters, these come with built-in shelters for everything from hedgehogs and bees to amphibians and reptiles. Sustainable urban drainage systems, using native plant species, these benefit biodiversity and improve drainage. Green roofs. When flourishing with plants, these improve biodiversity, distribute rainwater, and moderate building temperatures. Mighty company Biotecture creates and installs green living walls. Living walls, an excellent way to increase biodiversity while also enhancing the built environment. Native scrub. Used in appropriate locations, this solution recreates distinct habitats for a range of valuable wildlife. Woodland, where space allows, creating woodland with layers of canopy, understory, and ground flora is a fantastic option to increase biodiversity. Everyone's a winner. The State of Nature report underlines the importance of BNG in reversing the depletion of UK nature. However, the benefits of improved biodiversity go far beyond flourishing flora and fauna. BNG's most important impact is to mitigate the effects of climate change. For example, healthy woodlands are extremely effective at taking carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. But as mighty head of natural environment, Don Holmes, explains, there are benefits for people and the economy too. Give BNG the green light at your organization. Achieving a minimum 10% BNG may seem daunting, but the legal imperative means it's important to get started. Breaking down the activity into three simple steps can help. Measure. What do you have already? Is it best to enhance your landscape or create a new one? Design. Plan your changes, targeting the most appropriate habitats and species for your location. Manage. Plan long-term maintenance to secure your landscape's future. Design your natural environment to achieve a net gain in biodiversity. So let the State of Nature report be a wake-up call for your organization and start improving biodiversity across your estate. To find out how Mighty can assist your organization with biodiversity net gain, access Mighty's Green Planet Design Guide here. Find out more about Mighty Landscapes.